Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
KJR-FM and HD1 Seattle.
95.7 KJR.
An iHeart radio station.
All right, this guy jumps off the Empire State Building. Falls off the Empire State Building.
Some reports say jump, some reports say fall. Nobody really saw him because it happened so fast.
Have you ever been up there to the observation deck?
Many times.
You can't jump. You can't. I mean, how do you get over that fence?
I don't know.
He had to make a concerted effort to get where
he
was. Yeah. Anyway, he just fell from the observation deck and landed one floor below. You see, the thing doesn't go straight down.
So if he did jump, if this is a suicide attempt, he's gone up there, he's worked up the courage, he jumps, and
quite a letdown.
12 feet.
One floor.
Yeah.
Oh, my knee. Oh.
But then he gets ready to do it again. That's why I think he jumped, because after that, he gets up and he starts to hang off the edge. The police have to talk him.
Yeah. They took him to Bellevue Hospital. Bellevue in New York means
crazy town.
Mentally needing some help. So, okay. Yesterday in Paler's practice, we had the didgeridoo. I can do it with my mouth.
That's good.
Yeah. I don't need a didgeridoo.
Yeah, screw it.
Blake's amazing.
I was out there. I'm not usually out there, but the musicians and Spike and the Impalers are such pros and have seen everything, I think, except the didgeridoo. Rick Knott's face was unbelievable. He's like, man, now that is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Blake also does this crazy 12-string guitar stuff. He does percussion on his acoustic guitar. I don't know. I mean, is it a 12-string? I think it might be.
12.
He had all the guys wowed. So he's worked into, we have all these great, great musicians that are going to be showstoppers. The tickets are going very fast for the 4th of May at Emerald Queen Casino. That's next Saturday night. But the real highlight of the day was Downtown Joe. Because Downtown Joe now plays on Rocky Mountain Way. You know that part where the mouth thing does the wah, 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 wow. Joe, by the way, it's so funny because Steve Hanna has the, what do you call that thing?
The voice box.
The voice box? Steve Hanna has a voice box, and it was kind of his idea. He says, you know, I think we could teach Joe how to do this, and the crowd will love it when Joe comes out in the middle of Rocky Mountain Way. And voice boxes.
Wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah, wah.
Right.
Wah, 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 wah.
But Steve said, but you're going to have to buy me another hose.
Oh, what'd you do on his hose?
You spit all over.
Yeah, you need
to stick that thing in your mouth.
He owned it.
So Joe claimed that hose yesterday.
Nice.
And I got to say this. It took you half a second to be better than almost any guitarist I've ever seen do that. You were born to sit there and do things with your mouth. How about your make your wife very happy?
There's usually no complaints. I have heard that song so many times, you know? I mean, and driving in your car and listening to that song, you're doing that. You know, everybody's doing that. So,
wah, 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 wah.
It just came natural. That and Peter Frampton's Do You Feel Like We Do are the two songs.
I almost feel like we have to do that song with you, too.
That's a long song. You know, I mean, that would be a good one for a future show.
It's long and slow.
Yeah. I mean, that's one people might be tired of already. I mean, you could put it up to a vote on the internet.
Not if you're up there doing it.
Yeah, it's
and not if pot has just been legalized.
Yeah.
Everything old is new.
Maybe save that for next year when the retail stores are open or something.
And now Joe's green song of the night for all the people who have been partaking.
All right. So that's another huge, huge highlight of the show. coming up.
Talk box, by the way, not a voice box.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Voice box is what the people who smoke too much have. Exactly.
5 minutes after seven. Let's see.
People want to know if you made that police Seattle police video parody, by the way.
No, but it was a good twist of tune. I heard that a radio friend of mine, BJ, said something about that. It's absolutely the type of song I would have done. Under the Viaduct. And if I wrote a song about homeless people like that, it would be to call attention to the fact that there's homeless people out there and nobody knows about it and they kind of ignore them.
Right, and was from the mid-80s, so yeah. It was kind of that was the drive behind it.
And the police kind of did it to probably lighten up a training session, because they can't be deadly. I mean, these guys, give the police a break. It was nice of him to bring it out and say, this could be embarrassing, I'm going to get out in front of it. But the police, they got to cover up bodies. They got to see stuff and deal with some of the worst stuff in the world. If you don't want to allow them to have a little humor, not for the public, in private, then it's crazy over political correctness, my opinion. But so I didn't think there was anything terribly wrong with it.
I haven't heard much of an outcry other than like bad taste, bad video, cheesy 80s.
God, but if you don't have bad taste, how will you know what good taste is?
True.
And if you didn't do something embarrassing in the 80s, I don't think you were living in the
1986.
80s. Yeah, I mean, that was a...
Isn't it funny, though, that this cop, who was like 4 years on the force at the time and 26 years old, now he's the chief of police in Seattle.
He's the chief of police and he's got to come out. This is like his Facebook page from 19...
Exactly.
Imagine now, we didn't even have Facebook then. Now imagine all the crap you're doing on Facebook. In 30 years, you 20-year-olds, when you get some huge position of authority, they're going to go,
is there anything embarrassing in your past that you want to be make us aware of before we find it out for ourselves?
Yeah. I was in a MasterCard commercial once. yes, those are my panties. Hey, Pedro, play that again, just a little bit of it, a little clip of the Under the Viaduct.
Let me get it.
We actually camped out under, we didn't camp, but we did a whole dressed homeless and toured the shelters and went through the whole thing to experience what the homeless scene in Seattle, which most people never really see, is like. And it was scary under the Viaduct. I mean, there were needles. There were human excrement. There was, and then the sleeping bags and just, and it's a part of their city that most people completely gloss over and don't think about. Yeah.
I'm going to move to the second part that we didn't hear yet. Because it's a long song. It's like 4 minutes.
Okay.
So here you go.
Wow. That's too long for a parody.
And they take us off to jail. A sympathetic judge says, don't you worry about your bail. And it's back to the
Andrew's car was stolen and a homeless guy lived in it for a month.
Seriously?
Yeah. All right. Hey, Pedro?
Yeah.
You could play Mean Congas better than that. Okay. That's a drum machine, isn't it?
It was the 80s. No drummers worked during the 80s.
All right. And by the way, he was supposed to have destroyed it, but he kept a copy, which brought up the question. Is there anybody out there that has something that they promised they would destroy? I will go first. And it's cute and humorous, and I honestly don't know where it is right now. And I think she'd laugh. In fact, I think I already told her. You know what I'm talking about.
I still haven't seen it, by the way.
I know what you're talking about. I haven't seen it either. You've been good about this, even though you were supposed to destroy it.
I wasn't the one who kept it. My deniability.
Well, let's go. Tell the rest of us.
One of our news gals, prim and proper news person, who is a person we love very much.
Is it Casey?
No, it's not Casey.
So it is. Go on.
No, it isn't Casey. No.
Okay.
But you'll run out of guesses quickly.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, she, early on with the show with us, it was clicking so well. She was funny. She had a wonderful laugh. And we were like actually experiencing the joy of having a wonderful female co-host. I think for the first time in our career, we had experimented with various people and nothing ever clicked. And this is the person who worked so well with our show for, I don't know, probably 10 years. Everyone knows who she is. I'm just not going to say her name.
Okay.
And so one day, and what was funny is she would, at the end of the show, she would say, I can't believe you guys got me to talk about that. As opposed to you, where we go.
Let's talk about stuff.
Yeah.
About me.
I mean, you go, I'll talk about anything.
Let's talk about me.
But both are fun. I mean, it's fun to have a sassy broad like you. But it was also fun to have someone who's like prim and proper who goes, well, all right, I'll talk about that if you want. And,
yeah.
And then she, because she's sweet. And so I can't remember how we got into it. But there is a scene from When Harry Met Sally.
I can tell you. I remember
you remember
very
clearly.
Well, yeah. We were doing a radiothon, one of these where we'll do anything for the right amount of money.
That's what it was.
We'll play any song you want. We'll break
format. It was for the children, yeah.
Yeah, we'll, I believe, in fact, it was for Northwest Harvest, for the food. And, you know, basically, you want us to...
We were all riled up.
Cluck like a chicken, we'll cluck like a chicken, whatever, you know.
And we were all near our goal.
Right.
And if you could play When Harry Met Sally, the classic clip.
I'll have what she's having.
Yes.
Yep.
So somebody said, I will pay, and it was a lot of money. I think it was a grand or something.
Really?
To hear, now we won't say who, or at least I won't, you know, to hear somebody reenact that scene on the radio.
And so afterwards she said, destroy all the evidence. And I did. But several years later on a server where files were archived, I saw it and I went, huh. And at the moment I thought, well, I should destroy that right now.
But instead...
I didn't listen to it.
Yeah.
It just sits there on a file.
Good
and
deal.
I don't even know if it still exists. But when the whole thing of, did you destroy everything you were supposed to destroy came
yes.
up.
Yes.
If I wanted to go looking for it. And, you know, maybe she'd like to hear it.
I don't think so. I got an email from one of her former coworkers. I will match that guy's donation if you send me a copy of that.
That's
no kidding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, and we would never do anything.
We're destroying that.
But you know what? In all fairness and honesty, I should call her and tell her if you want me to look for it, I will, and I'll give it to you, or I won't look for it, or I'll look for it to destroy it. I don't know where it is now.
It's in your night table drawer.
No. Yeah.
Where is it? We should play it. It's ours.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, that was that. Anybody else out there got something they were supposed to destroy? A love letter? A movie? A texter mentioned that they, he called it a personal video.
That's a tactful way to put that.
I told my girlfriend I destroyed it. Yeah, what guy would ever destroy that? No guy. Yes, it's safely gone. No need to worry. Let's see.
There's a couple of those personal videos.
Yeah. Do nude pictures of your ex count? Is that illegal?
Does anything count more?
Well, I don't know. This has been in court many times,
right.
Especially with regards to the internet and celebrities. Who owns it if you've posed for someone and they took pictures of you? I think that's okay.
The question was, did you destroy something that you said you would destroy?
Yeah.
And whether you have nudes of your ex or not, the point is, did you tell her you'd destroy
them? By the way, I destroyed my copy of that thing.
Yeah.
I just noticed years later that
there was another one out there
somewhere on the
There's
server. Someone else. Probably Pedro.
Two news stories over the last couple weeks about videos of a personal nature made by reality TV show idiots who hit the wall and are trying to figure out how to extend their 15 minutes. One of them is a girl named Farrah who was a teen mom, and she staged and paid for a sex video to be filmed that she was going to then pretend was
got out by accident.
Exactly. Yeah.
Personal use,
right.
So I can always remember this time in my life.
Of course, the guy she did it with is a professional actor, and he told the paparazzi, she paid me. I've never met her before. She was going to pretend. So that's a bust. But then there was another one where the girl didn't know that she was being filmed by her boyfriend. He tried to sell it, and she successfully blocked it.
Al in Maple Valley, hello.
Hello.
Yes, Al.
Yeah, yeah. A year or so ago, I was riding my horse in the Superstition Wilderness and came up.
It feels like I'm talking to John Wayne.
Right?
Hey, I love
good
that.
Good morning.
They can't be a bad story.
I started feeling a little frisky. Yeah. Me and the horse got a little, you know.
All right.
You're riding your horse in the Superstition Wilderness. Please
John
continue.
Wayne in Maple Valley. Go ahead, John.
Yeah. Yeah. And we came up, we were in Boulder Canyon, and came on this really neat clear pond. It's January and it's 70 degrees out, and I wanted a picture of me in this pond with my hat on, and I was with a girlfriend, and so I got naked and got in the pond, and then I realized I didn't have my hat, and I walk across the desert to pick up my hat, and she's just clicking the pictures of me walking across the desert, and then I looked at the pictures. And I thought, wow, I can't believe that isn't what I wanted. And I thought I deleted them, but I don't know how to. They didn't get deleted. And I'm going through the memory cards the other day, and there they were.
This is the weirdest story. So you promised yourself you would delete naked pictures of yourself.
Right.
And you lied to yourself.
Yeah, well, I thought I had, but all of a sudden, you know, they're
Yeah, no, I got it.
I just couldn't bring myself to destroy that magical moment. There I am.
Thank you, Al.
19 gallons in a 10-gallon hat.
Who else? 877-901-0957. You were supposed to destroy something, and you didn't. 877-901-0957. That's funny.
I was riding my horse.
Me and my horse bullet.
Love that guy.
I'm telling you.
Got a good okay? one on text.
Jody, would you reenact that tape of Harry Met Sally? So Jody wouldn't even, it wouldn't even phase you to do it.
I know, that's why it wouldn't even be
It wouldn't be entertaining.
Jody. Plus, if we're being real, I make sort of chipmunk noises, so I don't even think it would sound good under. You all right over there?
Yeah.
You good?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was riding my horse.
I'm watching Jody drink coffee.
It's John Wayne's bike.
So this guy says to me, I'll delete all these pictures for you, but first you've got to get with that chipmunk over there, the one reading news. Uh-huh.
Texter says, I thought I had destroyed a roll of 35 millimeter from a previous relationship. Turns out I had not, and my wife had some choice words for me as she opened the newly developed roll of film. That was embarrassing.
That's my story, too. I thought it was destroyed. Mm-hmm. Always say that.
Yeah.
Conan from Mount Vernon. Hello, Conan.
How's it going?
Good.
So the story I have is a few years back, you guys did the Battle of the Bands, and we were one of the contestants you guys played on the radio. And I was so excited to get played on the radio, I recorded it. But needless to say, you guys just ripped us apart.
Ooh, sorry.
It was actually hilarious. But I saved a recording of that, and some former employees actually found that and played it in front of everybody at work.
Ah. So, and you had thought it was destroyed.
Yes. Yeah, and I thought it was destroyed, and nope.
That's good, though. Thank you for having a good sense of humor about whatever brutal thing we did
us
to you.
Us being schmucks and everything.
Yeah.
Well, it was all in good fun, I guess, huh?
All right, Conan, thank you. Conan's a good guy. Okay. Anybody else? If you got something, go ahead and text it in 52309. Or if you're really brave, 877-901-0957.
Jody actually requested a couple days ago that we destroy a piece of tape of her. But I think we will keep it.
He does not think it's funny. That's first.
We're not going to play it, but we're going to keep it.
What was it she wanted destroyed?
You know that dumb thing that we did on Monday? We made the theme song for the Jody Show when I was the only one here and you guys were in California.
Yeah.
And after the show, when we're all slap happy and we think that we're being hilarious, but we're actually being really stupid, we thought it was the funniest thing we ever did. But then when we played it the next day and it hit my ears with the headphones on, I realized, oh, that is dumb. And so these guys keep playing it because they know it's bothering
me. No, we would never do something like that. That would be horrendous.
Yeah.
This is the Jody Show. Here's Jody.
Jody Show, the Jody Show. This is now the Jody Show. When I'm the only person here, we call it the Jody Show. I brought my baby. I brought my dog. I brought salad. Be quiet, Peter.
She's turning red.
It's the Jody Show.
It's funny. She would orgasm for us and bore her to death.
Right.
She is humiliated by that. I think it's wonderful.
It's actually pretty funny. I had a bunch of people comment on it that they thought it was cute.
People want it. They want to like make a record out of it.
It's a ringtone.
Yeah.
Great.
For now, money. How much would you expect to pay for that? Anybody want that as a ringtone?
Oh no. Hey, I have some breaking news.
By the way, I would have it as a ringtone if Jody ever calls me.
That would be a perfect Jody ringtone.
That would be good, actually.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
All right. What do you have?
Okay. I know that we're not all the biggest country fans here, but we've just lost a great American singer, George Jones.
Really?
Yeah.
The great George Jones.
George Jones just passed away at 81. I don't have many details coming in other than what I just said, but that is breaking news.
722. Hey, remember we were talking about T-Mobile and their contract-free plans?
Yeah, and their CEO, who was just a flamethrower.
Washington State's chief prosecutor is on T-Mobile. And did you ever have a lunch with the CEO?
No, I put in another mention to his press person last week. He's been like...
He's all over the
busy,
world.
Busy, but I said, you know, just let me know. I can be there on short notice, and I'd love to
we'll
buy
see
him
if
lunch.
It happens. The state's chief prosecutor, is that the attorney general?
Bob Ferguson is the,
state attorney general. He says there's a catch to T-Mobile's new cell phone plans, which replace the traditional 2-year service contract with an installment plan for phone buyers. Remember, they didn't want to lock you in.
Right.
One of the benefits of the new plan is that you can cancel your service at any time. But Attorney General Bob Ferguson, who's a nice guy, we've sat and chatted with him. We like him as just like we used to like Rob McKenna. Attorney General is always keeping an eye out for the consumers of the state.
We've had a run of really good AGs in this state.
Yeah.
Really good.
So here's what he says. He says the company has not told customers that they have to pay the full remaining cost of the phone if they cancel the service. They can't remain on the installment plan. Huh.
So what's happening is he didn't feel the advertising was clear enough that... you know, because they're selling you an iPhone for like $500 at $20 a month or whatever it is.
But I thought you could cancel the service or transfer to a different company anytime you wanted to.
Yes. But you've got to buy the phone. Outright. You got to pay them off for the phone.
Well, isn't that just as big as a penalty for canceling would be otherwise?
Well, you own the phone, so, I mean.
Yeah, but you would own the phone with any company.
You would.
You just have to pay it out. In other words, what's the difference?
Well, the difference is they didn't make it that clear. They made it sound like $20 a month. You know, they never really clarified to our attorney general's satisfaction in their advertising.
There's a lump sum payment that can be higher than the early termination fee charged by other carriers. Now, I'd love to get their CEO on to counter this. I thought you could just change carriers and still make payments on your phone, that it was a separate contract to pay for the phone, which gave you freedom, which sounded
that's
like
what I thought too.
Sounded like a good idea.
Sounds like that's not the plan.
T-Mobile says it believes its advertising was truthful and appropriate, which is not the same as complete. I always tell people I think I was appropriate.
Truthful and appropriate.
When you're saying I think I was appropriate.
For the given situation.
For the high-end phone like the iPhone 5, T-Mobile charges $100 up front, then $20 a month for 2 years. And by the way, you know, you should pay for your phone. You don't get phones for free. You may think they're free or cheap, but they roll it into your high monthly bill. When the installment plan adds $20 to the monthly cost, T-Mobile's service plans are cheaper than the competition. So there is a benefit. And I think probably still a benefit if you're going to stay with them.
Right.
What they were saying he didn't clarify is you can't pay $100 for an iPhone.
So
start a $20 payment and 2 months in, cancel and expect to have an iPhone.
Go figure. The boyfriend who told you you can leave any time if you truly love it, set it free,
right,
isn't actually so hard to get rid of. It's so easy to get rid of.
I feel like we had this discussion with him, and he said that you can take your phone to a different provider.
He did.
Once you pay for it.
It's your phone. You got to buy it, though. They're not going to give you a phone.
Sure, why would they?
Well, the thing is also you can't keep making $20 a month payments. When you jump ship and go to a different carrier, you can't keep paying T-Mobile $20 a month. You got to give it to them all
at
once.
I know we have a lot of fans who work there because they got the CEO on with us that other day we were talking about him. And I don't know if they can call us and get him back on. But we had a great conversation with him. And so I'll clarify it if there's anything. But I mean, yeah, there's no free ride, free phone, or free lunch.
Well, there's just not the 20 bucks a month. You can't keep going $20 a month when you leave. That's the confusing portion of the AT's
problem.
There
ought to be some other company that does installment plans for the phones so you could totally be free to move around.
Yeah. Be a good plan. But nobody does that.
Can't you just go to Apple and buy a phone and own it and then take it wherever you want?
Yeah, but will they give it to you $20 a month? Will they give you installments on
that? Well, get an installment loan at your bank.
I think if you go to the Apple store, I don't go there much. I bought my daughter's computer there, but can't you buy an iPhone and choose from your carriers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You would think that you could take your pick.
Much ado about a very confusing thing that shouldn't be confusing. Are they coming in?
I believe they're coming in pretty darn quick. Okay. Yeah.
Pat Cashman and John Keister are here from the 206, which is... coming back Saturday right after NSL, SNL, ADD, and King 5. They're going to be here in person. Also coming up on the show, Impossible Bird. Do you know what Impossible Bird is? It's like Big Bird, I guess, only it's impossible.
No, they're amazing.
Is it a band?
Love them. It's a duo.
All right. They'll perform live on the show and at the Columbia City Theater on Saturday at 9 o'clock. Also, Beyonce is making another hit-filled record, and we have an advance sample of the latest from Beyonce.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. Right after The Bob Rivers Show, it's the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
You really got me going.
Rivers in the Morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s on 95.7 KJR.
Tell you one installment plan deal that I can lay out very clearly for you, and I can also tell you if you want to get in on it, you better hurry because it ends Sunday. That's Sleep Country's interest-free for three event. The way this works is go pick out that perfect mattress for you, be it a Beautyrest Black, a Stearns & Foster, a Serta Eye Comfort, or even a Tempur-Pedic, and you will get 36 months of interest-free money to pay that off. Now, very simply, the way that works is if you pay this bet off in full within 36 months with just minimum payments required, you're free and clear. Not a one single dollar of interest if you pay it off within 36 months. Now, to find the perfect bed, all you have to do is go to a Sleep Country location sometime this weekend, lay around and try them out. See which one feels best. In fact, if you go there today before 2 p.m., you could be sleeping on a brand new bed tonight. They'll take away that old mattress. They'll set your new one up for free. And they do a great job when they do it, too. Sleep Country USA. Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
So, what do you see?
I see a bunch of clouds.
Well, I see a house with a pool, a new car, and kids with A-pluses on their report cards.
Oh, I think I see something. It's a garage with a power boat inside. And is that a big screen TV?
No, I'm pretty sure it's just a new car.
Inspiration for your dreams can come from anywhere. American Family Insurance is not only protecting dreams, we're also motivating the people behind them. Take a moment to get inspired, and then go to amfam.com to share your dream.
And when you dream, dream big, as big as the ocean blue. 'Cause when you dream, it might come true. When you
Your dream is out there. Go get it. Big. We'll protect it. Products underwritten by American Family Life, Mutual, Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin. Home office, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
With one click, On buyatoyota.com, you can find the biggest and best selection of Toyota inventory. With one click, you can see every Toyota special offer there is, including 0% APR limited term financing on a new 2013 Camry or Corolla. Excludes hybrid. Or you can lease a new 2013 Camry LE for $209 a month for 24 months with $2599 due at signing. Or lease a new 2013 Corolla LE for just $169 a month for 36 months with $1839 due at signing. Includes $500 TFS lease cash that must be applied to a TFS deal. Tax, title, and license extra. Lease and financing subject to approved credit through TFS. A dealer documentary service fee up to $150 may be added to sale price or capitalized cost. Get details at 1-888-48-TOYOTA or with one click, visit buyatoyota.com. See one of your Western Washington Toyota dealers before it all ends April 30th. Toyota, let's go places.
When your plans are obliterated.
I want s'mores, Mommy. S'mores.
We can't make s'mores in the garage, sweetie. We'll be at the campground soon. If Mommy can get her keys out of the locked car.
And your sanity is slipping.
Are we going yet? How about now? Are we going now? How about now?
Only one superhero is up to the task. Look, it's a bird. It's a plane. It's...
The AAA guy?
Okay, he's no Clark Kent, but he is from Kent. That counts for something, right?
And the AAA guy will free your keys so you can get to your campsite and vanquish those marshmallows!
Yay!
AAA guy, I love you!
He gets that a lot. For superhero roadside assistance wherever you go, including up to 200 miles of towing, join AAA today. Get $10 off a new membership by calling 800-JOIN-AAA or by visiting AAA.com. AAA, there's only one.
It's kind of like that flock of birds or school of fish, you know, species where individuals thrive by working as one. You see, that was the founding idea at Group Health more than 65 years ago. Health coverage and health care working side by side with a single goal, better health. So instead of going back and forth over payments and procedures, we made your health our top priority and made better outcomes the real bottom line. By creating a system that works to keep you healthy instead of just treating you when you're sick, we changed healthcare for the better for everyone involved. And today, we offer a wide choice of plans that give you preferred access to our way of care at Group Health Medical Centers, as well as our growing network of physicians and specialists who share the same philosophy. Group Health Cooperative is doctors, specialists, administrators, and partners working with you toward a single goal, the opportunity to live a longer, healthier life. Together, we share one goal, group health. Get started at ghc.org/onegoal.
Hello, Steve Poole.
Who's that?
It's your car. We've got a problem, Steve Poole.
If it's about that wrong turn, you were navigating.
That lake wasn't in my software. It's something else. I'm leaking oil.
But I take such good care of you.
Steve, you're not alone. Most people don't know when their car is leaking, but I am leaking. In your driveway, in the street, down the storm drain
and into Puget Sound, I do know a little something about the water cycle. Any suggestions?
For a limited time, participating ASA member repair shops will perform a free leak inspection up to an $80 value. Plus, you'll save up to $50 off leak repairs.
So where do I go?
In 2 miles, turn right. Whoop,
don't start that again.
Fine. Go to fixcarleaks.org to find a participating ASA repair shop.
Fixcarleaks.org.
Don't drip and drive.
Visit any participating ASA member repair shop this April and get a free visual leak inspection up to an $80 value. Go to fixcarleaks.org. A message from Puget Sound starts here.
There is no mass-produced human. Every signature is unique, and every fingerprint unrepeatable. At Sleep Number, we know that up there with your social security number and your phone number is another important number, your sleep number. So we created the extraordinarily comfortable Sleep Number experience, designed around the only bed with dual-air technology that allows you to adjust to the support your body needs, adjustable on each side for couples. It begins every time one of our sleep professionals helps another person find their Sleep Number setting. And now, save $400 on our Queen and King memory foam bed sets. The only memory foam beds with Sleep Number technology that adjust to each of you. Plus, special financing on all beds with approved credit ends April 27th. You'll only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store, where queen mattresses start at just $6.99. Sleep Number. Comfort individualized.
There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide, including 6 in the Puget Sound area. For your store, visit sleepnumber.com.
Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. We're working with a pretty basic drive right now. We are seeing some heavy traffic northbound 405 through the S-curves. That stretches up into the Kennedale Hill. Also, southbound 405 just busy through the Kingston-Homish line down towards 520. That is pretty much the slowest drive that we've got right now, that Linwood to Bellevue drive. Looks like it's going to take you about 40 minutes. Ever to Seattle, only a 33-minute drive. Traffic is brought to you by Discover Card.
It's Discover's new It Card. This thing's a game changer. It has amazing rewards, live around-the-clock customer service, late payment forgiveness, and the It Card thinks annual fees are ridiculous. Go get the new It Card today at discover.com.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
In case you ever wondered what kind of music John Keister listens to,
that's it.
What he considers classic, it's Wild Man Fisher, Merry-Go-Round. And what's the origin of this, John?
Wild Man Fisher was a street performer that Frank Zappa noticed and thought was really interesting, and brought him in and made an album and released it. And there was some years ago, you guys were doing a listener call-in thing. What's the worst song you've ever heard?
Ever heard, yes.
And somebody said this one, and somebody in the studio was like, no, there's no such thing as, and I started singing it, and then your producer rolled it in, and I was, I can get the merry-go. I can do it. I can merry-go. I actually found it a really intriguing record years ago, and everybody in the studio was like, there's no such thing, and so I started singing it, and then so I always thought that should be the way
that stays with you.
Yes, yeah. It should be the way that I'm brought in on this show.
It was a stiff, right? It never sold any copies.
Actually, it was back in the days when people would go in. I mean, it sold enough that he actually had a
second album,
a tour.
He
actually toured. No, it's true, and I.
Was it the Frank Zappa Likes This Guy tour? Or was
it was sort of like that. He toured various weird colleges around the West Coast, and I had a friend who actually brought him to a couple colleges around here and tells a lot of funny stories. About
interesting. You know, it's funny when you think about it, what we laugh at and what we even enjoy as entertainment. It's oftentimes silliness. And you guys were sitting Pat Cashman down, by the way. If you just tuned in, Pat Cashman and John Keister.
Pat was late.
Thank you for sitting me down.
Back on King 5, carrying on the tradition they began when they teamed up to produce Almost Live way back in a different millennium.
Yes.
Their current show, which features Pat's son Chris as well, is called The 206. You can see episodes starting this Saturday night, immediately following Saturday Night Live, which means
are you reading all of that?
I am. Yeah. Good morning, San Diego. Stay classy. if you can't stay up and you don't own a DVR, you can watch the replay Sunday evenings at 7:30 or 11:30 p.m. on Kong TV. So anyway.
Now, wait a minute. I don't know if that's true, that last part.
What's that?
The Kong repeats?
Yeah, I don't know about Kong, but I do know this. For every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. No, right. I think we repeat on Sundays at 11:30 p.m.
Sunday at 7:30 or 11:30 p.m. is what it says.
Oh, so it's on King.
On King.
Now.
You may all know right. more than we do about
this. Yeah, and most people do. Most people do. When
I'm the news anchor reading a piece of paper.
I know you are, and I hope you're right, but I don't
we'll
know.
Double check on that.
I don't know about the Kong deal.
The information will be on the web, whatever that is.
Yes, we,
So, welcome, guys. So, anyway, stuff we love, the stuff we laugh at, even the songs we sing, oftentimes silly things that if you analyze them, you know, you'd go, why? You know, like, why would anybody think that Tom Petty could sing?
Right.
And this guy that you were just playing, in the right world could be mega huge star.
With the right chemical enhancement, that could be a great record.
Right. I mean, and you could ask that question about Bob Dylan, Neil Young, the list goes on and on about just some of the heroes, the music that's most important in our lives. And you're like, how did Neil Young really think that he should be singing this? How did Bob Dylan think, you know, I mean, how did they, you know, and
it starts with their mother telling them they're good, right?
It's a good song.
Yeah.
It's very good.
No, it's, and it becomes very important in your life.
Right.
So, yeah. Recently, I was brought in tell us again about when you knocked over the Space Needle, and so they replayed a little bit of that bit when we did that prank, and then they replayed the apology the week later that I did, and I just looked at myself there on the screen, and I went, who gave a show? Look at this little, look at this guy.
Were you embarrassed to see an old picture of yourself?
I was not embarrassed at all. I was stunned I looked like a 12-year-old, you know, and like in my dad's suit, and I was, who in their right mind gave a show to this, you know, how did that happen?
And you've done, amazing. You've done big time television. You've done everything.
Yeah,
big time television. Big I mean, when I got here, you guys were bigger than Saturday Night Live to me.
Well, we coincided, and Pat, correct me, you know, I mean, I think one of the things that...
And I will correct you, but go ahead.
There was this really weird interlude in SNL when everybody was predicting that it was going to go off the air.
That's when you were better than it? Is that what you're saying?
Well...
we were better than it when it really sucked?
When it hit bottom, we were above.
Well, what happened is they pushed SNL back a half an hour for a lot of reasons the Sunday at 6 o'clock version of Almost Live wasn't going well. And, let's try it in this version. And they pushed SNL back a half an hour. And that was right when it started to really tank. The show was really tanking, if you remember that time where it was just...
There was a time, although the predictions of SNL's demise seemed to come every so...
Yes.
Yeah. Every 4 or 5 years when the cast changes dramatically, everyone goes, that's it.
Absolutely.
And then they gel because the genius of SNL is, what's his name? The guy who...
Lorne Michaels.
Lorne Michaels, who has a great, I think, great coach. Like the coach of the Lakers was.
I don't know that much about it, but I think he shows up occasionally.
You think he's like a loser? Doesn't do much.
I don't think they'll ever cancel that.
Is this why you've never been on Saturday Night Live?
It's a cash cow.
Yeah.
They'll never cancel it. I don't care. Its ratings are always where they always are. Mm. It doesn't matter that people watch it without criticism or thought. They just watch it.
People like topical comedy. I mean, when it's not a rerun, I make a point to watch it. And the only thing people like better than topical comedy is topical local comedy, which is what you guys specialize in.
We do?
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Get on
that. I was wondering,
write that down.
You know, you've helped put places like Ballard and Kent and Bremerton on the map. I mean,
they were already on the map.
Well,
just talked about it.
You gave us such an awareness of these communities. Did you ever get a key or anything, John, from any of these fine places?
Yeah, actually, I have gotten a few keys.
Yeah, I bet you have. Yeah.
I have. I've gotten, Ballard, Renton, they've given me keys or made me official residents and things like that over the years. Yes, that has happened, which is like
knighthood for Ballard, right?
Yes.
The key to the city. Yeah. It's like,
I got a credit card, which works just as well as a key.
Yeah.
So. You got an honorary doctorate from Kent Community College.
That's right.
So on the 206, new episodes start this Saturday night, right after Saturday Night Live. That's the only part we know is correct. So I'll stick with that.
Right.
What are you doing on the 206?
Well, there's a lot of stuff that has changed, you know, since Almost Live's been on the air. There's been a lot of weird cultural shifts. It's, you know, gay marriage is legal. Pot. And just recently, just
sign language. I use sign language there. Yeah.
No, and it's and recently, a whole bunch of stuff has changed in the city. You know,
our area, which was already very liberal and forward thinking, is now
essentially, I was asked to host the 50th anniversary of the Century 21, the big fair, you know, and I was I'm 57. I was 7 years old when and I remember it really clearly. And there was jetpacks and, you know, flying cars, and this is, you know, the future. And I got there to host it, and there's no jetpacks, you know, there's no flying car, and the message was like, ride your bike. That, you know, and that's what the future came
exactly
with,
yeah. What you were doing. When
yeah,
you
and
were
I had a bike when I was seven, right? I had a bike, and it got me thinking that, you know, at a certain point, I think you could run a bike as the mayor of Seattle. We're going to have an election soon.
The bike would beat a real person.
It would beat, you know, like,
you know, we're getting 500 bikes laying around
pretty
soon. We got new bikes coming in.
Bike, is it okay if Amazon builds another building? That go ahead, ding ding.
Ding, ding.
Yeah.
Yes. Bike says yes. Bike says yes.
And you spin the wheel and the spokes with the baseball card.
Bike, is it okay if we rip down all the, can we scrape everything of historical significance off Ballard and build a bunch of condos? Bike says yes. Bike says yes. So we're doing stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? The condoization that has occurred in these last couple decades. Spike, that was a big thing for Spike, is they were not only tearing down old buildings, but they were also looking for little spots where little, you know, green things, blackberries used to grow, and they were basically carving out anything they could and putting multifamily dwellings.
City told me I could sell my backyard if I wanted to. I could become a land baron.
And they were selling them to people for negative amortization mortgages that were going to collapse.
Absolutely.
Yep. And you watched all that happen, and you couldn't be on TV to talk about it. Then.
That's right. Yeah. But we are talking about it on
the 206.
Yes, we are doing a lot of stuff like that on the kind of crazy political stuff that's happening in this area, and I can guarantee it's going to have a bit of a harder bite than Almost Live did on those specific
Where are
topics.
You on the Potsdam question of Seattle? Like they're talking now, where's the green light district going to be, and what's the are they going to carve out some areas like 1,000 feet from anything that you can't sell this stuff?
You'll have to go to Eastern Washington to get it. You will.
You think?
Yeah. There's no place that I think exists that is 1,000 feet from a school or a community center or what have you. You'll pretty much have to head.
You think it's going to be like apples? To get the good stuff, you got to go to some guy on by the side of the road, outside of Sela there with the little stand. And
yeah,
you get
but the thing that annoys me, that the apple guys, the strawberry guys, all that, they never put the price up there. I would stop and buy, but they want a dicker. And I don't want to dicker on pot. Let's just tell me how much.
I think when it's a guy, they call it dick'em.
Interestingly, you don't really have to, because strangely the new medical price is the same street price. And how did that happen? How did the price get exactly calibrated to what the street price was? How did that happen? You know,
there needs to be generic pot.
Yeah,
you know,
isn't
cheaper
there,
instead of the name brands.
Plain black and white wrappers.
It cannot be any more expensive than actual cigarettes, which I think like are $7 a pack.
Upwards of that.
How much is a middle? How is a middle school kid gonna be able to afford that? That's crazy.
Well, we got the highest minimum wage in the country. That's how.
Right.
That's,
right. Yeah. I was actually. That's good to know. I was doing an event a few weeks ago for the a Dentists Association, and I said, well, you know, you guys can write prescriptions for pot. You don't need to really do the analgesic. You don't need to do the, you know, the nitrous anymore. I mean, you got, you know, and
would that be just as good?
Well, the thing was that I was doing it as a joke, but all of a sudden the room got really quiet, and you just saw these people like look around like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You know, and then I was told that, you know, there was a bathroom break, and I was at a table, and I was told that, by a dentist. When I was in the bathroom, there was like four or five guys going like, how would we write that? How do we
and
write that?
By the way, that's weird for me too, because in various social circles, you know, it used to be like, remember Ralph Cramden? Remember he'd always be have a scheme and I'm going to make money.
Plan.
I got a brilliant idea.
Right, it is.
What's going on now is the people who sort of wish they had a brilliant idea are all scheming. This is going to be a $1 billion business.
Oh,
how
do
I get a piece of it?
Right.
And so the dentist, after you left, they're probably like, well, we should have
a
meeting.
Wait a minute.
Because if that happens, we wouldn't want to miss out.
Yeah, right. Right. No, you really could see the wheels turning, you know.
Well, I'd be great because I don't use it.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the past, I'd be terrible because it would never weigh full.
Well, if the dentist selling pot brownies, they can make double money cleaning that crap off their teeth too.
Perfect.
So,
I mean, so it's a win-win situation. Yeah.
Are you guys excited at the possible return of a basketball team that will be renamed the Sonics?
Oh yeah, you bet.
Sure.
We talk about that in these coming shows. In fact, a little bit. They're it. we would love for that to occur, because frankly, we aren't that good at basketball ourselves. We have had a team, but nobody's been coming.
The almost alive team.
You've been out there playing. Huh?
Yeah, I'm power forward.
Yeah,
and look at me. I mean, how much power could there be?
Mm. Now, on the taping of the show the other day, I fell down. I'm 57 years old, and I was trying to. We were like, "Hey, running around like we're young people," and I tripped, and there's this certain point when you're this age, and you go, "I'm falling," and it's like. It's terrifying, and everybody thought I was doing a joke, but I'm laid out, and everybody's like, to play basketball, no. As a matter of fact, some friends of mine organized a kickball league, you know, one of these ironic things like, hey, we're going to play kickball. You want to play kickball with us?
I remember kickball
as
a kid. It was totally fun.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right, exactly. It's the same thing. So a bunch of people organized this league. They have their first game, and three people go to the hospital.
Oh, no.
I tore a rotator cuff playing kickball 3 years ago. Those leagues are vicious.
Yeah.
Now, kids today don't play kickball. I remember when we were kids, we would play in my neighborhood. And we play on the street, of course.
Yeah.
And the deal was, your parents would come out and they'd lift up their hands and I go, make sure you move when a car is coming. Today, they wouldn't, you know, let you play on the street, I imagine, because it would be dangerous. But
you stand that car down, young man.
Yeah. So it's like, boss.
Right.
But we would play until it was well after dark.
Right. And then your dad would come out and go, come on. And you'd say, Dad, one more set of downs, you know. Yep. And then today it's like I'm a dad and I yell down to the rec room and come on, it's dinner. And they're like, wait, we haven't robbed the hooker. We haven't driven the
right.
We haven't driven the car over the line of nuns, you know. Yeah, and it's like
that's
you know,
they're doing.
Yeah, yeah. They're playing grand theft, whatever. And it's like, our culture is so.
Now you both have kids, right? You have a son, all grown up, who's producing the show. Do you have grandchildren yet?
Yeah.
How many?
Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 17.
Come on. Come on.
Two.
You know what? You would be the greatest grandfather.
Just two. Yeah.
You'd be the greatest. You don't pull your teeth out yet, but my grandfather used to do that.
I do pull my teeth out, and they're actually my teeth, which
it's
is
a bloody mess.
It's a bloody mess.
Terrifying.
No, but you know what I mean. Like, when you get older, I hope you have false teeth because you'll be so funny.
But it's so funny. I don't think of myself as a grandfather, and yet I watch these little kids looking at me like an alien, you know, and I think, I'm not an alien yet. Come on. Kids see you.
There's that old guy.
And you're like, well, no, I'm not the old guy yet, but keep the thought, but I'm not that
yet.
Yeah,
I'm on my way there. Yeah.
Yes, you are.
No, really.
What do you do with your grandchildren?
I like to read them stories. It's funny. I like to do goofy voices and stuff, but when I do, they're kind of creeped out.
Yeah.
These particular kids, at least.
Do they know how lucky they are?
Wait a minute. Who's that? That doesn't sound like you.
Huh.
Mommy! So I got to remember not to be too out there with them. I got to try and remain as normal as I can.
How about John? How about you, John?
Well, I don't have grandchildren, but when my kids were really young, I'd be like, you got to come in and do a, you know, I'd come into a studio like this because I had to cut a commercial, and just guys come in here and just sit down and be quiet, and then they'd I'd do something for the American Cancer Society or something like that, and tag it with some funny line. Then we'd be back in the car, and they'd be, you made us wait for all this, and I'd say, well, look, that's what I do. Okay, that's what I do.
You like your bike?
I'm funny. Yeah. And then they'd go, you're not funny. And I go, well, you were at the show last week. Didn't you see all those people laughing? They're like, well, you're funny for old people.
Ooh.
My son Chris, famous line, we always say it in our family, is that one time he and my daughter were arguing about something, and she said to him, you're not funny. Only Dad is funny.
That's nice. John, you also, you teach kids at Art Institute, right? Did I read that?
Well, you know, yes, I, you know.
Or you're there.
I'm
whether
there.
They learn anything
or
not.
Yeah. So. Yes, that's true.
And they're not outside smoking.
Yeah. When they're.
All right, guys. Well, All the best. The 206. We'll get the correct schedule posted.
Yes,
and
I'm
tweeted.
Sorry. I shouldn't have called you. You're probably right, but I
don't know.
It's not on Sundays.
It's not on Sundays.
Nope.
So you were correct.
Yes.
All the correct information will be posted at BobRivers.com. Pat Cashman and John Keister, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes,
back on King 5.
And also, could I just plug, I'm going to be in Olympia on Saturday. If you want to come out, all of you people in Olympia.
At the old brewery or what?
No, I'm going to be at the Washington State Center for the Performing Arts in Olympia this weekend.
Who knew?
Doing a stand-up show?
Yes, right. Yes, with Almost Live alumni Brooks Macbeth. We're going to be there, and it's going to be a big, big fun. So come out, Olympia people.
Pat and John. Always...
Jay Ansley is going to do a set, too.
Yes, yes. Yes.
That's his term, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, guys, good to see you. Pat and John, when we come back, tickets for a very popular concert series at Woodland Park go on sale this morning. We'll tell you about that and a little advanced clip of Beyonce's new song.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KTR.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we are seeing some heavy crowding northbound 405 through the S-curves. It does go up into the Kennedale Hill, but breaks up before you make it out to I-90. Southbound 405 now busier from 527 into Kirkland. That Linwood to Bellevue drive right now looks like it's taking about 55 minutes. Ever to Seattle, a 35-minute drive. And westbound I-90 coming out of Issaquah, a little bit crowded there as well.
This traffic report is brought to you by Fred Meyer.
Looking for a fresh dinner idea? Try delicious roasted or fried chicken from the Fred Meyer Service Deli. Guaranteed hot and ready from 4 to 7 p.m. every day, or it's free. Pick one up for an easy dinner today.
Every single day, Goodwill puts over 100,000 items out in our stores around Puget Sound. That's a lot of treasure hunting opportunities for our shoppers. But when you come into one of our stores and you spot that perfectly good KitchenAid blender someone couldn't use anymore at a price that's perfectly insane, you may not know how important it is that you snapped it up. Last year, the sales in our stores helped us help nearly 6,300 people make a better life through our adult education and job training programs. And that blender helped Goodwill recycle over 35 million pounds of goods. So you didn't just buy a blender, you made a difference. Shop at Goodwill. You never know what you'll find, but you'll find it's rewarding in more ways than one. Goodwill, because jobs change lives.
It's spring cleaning time, the perfect opportunity to donate your gently used items to Seattle Goodwill. You'll have a clean closet, and Goodwill will help people find and keep jobs.
Mattress Discounter's $197 mattress sale is ending Sunday. That means Sunday is your last chance to get a Serta mattress, any size, for just $197 each piece when you buy the complete set. Any size, twin, full, queen, or king. And you always get Mattress Discounter's lowest price or its free guarantee. Look for the red tag and save big. The $197 mattress sale ends Sunday.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounter's.
No one wants to be in the hospital, but when you have to be there, you want to make sure that you're getting safe, high-quality care from experts you can trust. At MultiCares Hospitals, we work hard to provide the highest level of care, and it shows. Recently, the Leapfrog Group, a national nonprofit organization, ranked MultiCare Allenmore Hospital, Good Samaritan Hospital, Tacoma General Hospital, and Mary Bridge Children's Hospital among the safest hospitals in the country. These MultiCare hospitals were the only ones in Pierce County to earn this honor. We are proud of our doctors, nurses, and our entire care team for their outstanding teamwork. Their dedication translates into peace of mind for our patients. To learn more about MultiCare hospitals, go to multicare.org. MultiCare, better connected.
With one click on buyatoyota.com, you can find the biggest and best selection of Toyota inventory. With one click, you can see every Toyota special offer there is at buyatoyota.com. Including a special lease on a new 2013 Toyota Prius. Now with zero down payment, zero security deposit, and zero first payment. That's zero out of pocket for just $299 a month for 36 months. Tax, title, and license extra. Subject to approved credit through TFS. A dealer documentary service fee up to $150 may be added to sale price or capitalized cost. And with every new Toyota, you get Toyota Care 2-year maintenance plus roadside assistance. Don't miss out on this zero out-of-pocket lease on a new 2013 Prius. Get details at 1-888-48-TOYOTA or with one click, visit buyatoyota.com. See one of your Western Washington Toyota dealers before it all ends April 30th. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know April is Oral Cancer Awareness Month? It's true. And visiting your dentist can be your first line of defense in early detection. Being in-network is in with Delta Dental.
Allergy season's at its worst when you're at the corner of I love nature and nature just doesn't love me. Well, the expert pharmacists at Walgreens can help you find solutions. Like Allegra, the only allergy relief that's both fast and non-drowsy. It's like calling a truce with Mother Nature. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Right now at Walgreens, Allegra 30 count is just $17.99 with your Balance Rewards card. Starts working at hour one, applies to first dose only among OTC branded antihistamines. Use as directed.
Spring is here, so get out in the yard and get ready for summer with a little help from the Fred Meyer Garden Center. We have an amazing selection of perennials, annuals, vegetables, and everything you need to help them thrive. Check out our stylish patio furniture collections and stop in to find the perfect barbecue, fully assembled and ready to grill. So pick up everything you need for fun in the sun and save time, money, and gas at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?